Seven federal politicians will face the High Court in hearings that begin today. The most high profile among them is the Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce. He's the only lower house MP to be embroiled in the citizenship crisis. If Mr. Joyce is ruled ineligible because of his Kiwi heritage, he's expecting to face voters in a by-election. It's a crucial electorate because the government only holds a one-seat majority in the lower house. Reporter Anna Henderson travelled to New England and filed this report.
In the main street of Tamworth, it's not hard to find people wanting to talk about their political wish list. Marjorie Thomas lives in the town of Dungowan, just 25 kilometres outside the regional centre of Tamworth. But for her, staying connected is a struggle.
We don't have phone service, mobile phone service. So to me, that's a big thing for our area. It's the tower's supposed to be coming.
Cole Cooper from Woolerman, southeast of Tamworth, says recent controversy over water ownership has him riled up.
My biggest issue is water, all the water licences and things like that, and the price we're going to pay for it.
Both live in the Deputy Prime Minister's seat of New England, and like Christine Wall from South Tamworth, they're fans of the Deputy Prime Minister.
Oh, yes, I'm all behind Barnaby. Yes, I think he's a great fellow. Yes, and he does a lot for the area.
It's that appeal that Barnaby Joyce will be banking on if the High Court decides he breached the Constitution and he goes to a by-election. While he doesn't want to preempt the court's ruling, New South Wales Nationals Chairman Bede Burke says he's hoping for a swift resolution.
It has a huge impact, but it's really important that we allow the processes to continue, and we just have to wait until the High Court makes a determination later, but hopefully sooner rather than later.
ABC election analyst Anthony Green says New England is now a safe national seat again. And even though Labor, the Greens and One Nation might run, they won't pose a genuine threat.
In my view, Tony Wins is the only person who could beat Barnaby Joyce. The Labor Party just doesn't win seats like New England.
The former member, Mr. Windsor, has joined the High Court action against his successor, but isn't revealing whether he wants to be a candidate if a by-election was called. Mr. Windsor's legal team includes controversial former Solicitor General Justin Gleeson, but he's sounding less likely to take a fresh tilt at the seat.
The issues are still there, and irrespective of whether there is a by-election, no by-election, a recount, no recount, or some other thing that the High Court may decide, I'm going to be involved in these issues.
The Nationals' deputy leader, Fiona Nash, and another senior member of the party, Matt Canavan, are also before the High Court with their own citizenship questions to answer. Because they're in the Senate, they can be replaced by a colleague further down the ticket. But that doesn't mean it will be a National. Back on Tamworth's Peel Street, the federal government's recent campaigns on mining and utility bills are cutting through.
Well, I think I'd make the biggest decision to be on the coal mines and the gas mine.
Electricity, that's a big one for us. We're always trying to find a better deal.
The High Court is scheduled to sit for 3 days.
Anna Henderson.